have just maybe turned a corner, thought there was no one there, then all of a sudden there's a hand on your shoulder. And they try to turn you around. Now, I'll give you the agency if you want to let them turn you around, or if you try to be stoic and not let them turn you around.
Doric pauses for a full second, and only then will he very slowly and deliberately turn around.
Yeah, you see two Sith officers, and they are just looking at you with venom in their eyes. And they're just like,
"What are you doing here, Mandalorian?"
He growls, "Ask Matrick."
"I lost friends on Mandalore. I don't think they're going to miss you."
Doric shrugs his shoulder. Credits are credits.
Why don't you give me a deception? To see if they're going to believe you that you are here just for credits.
Interesting. Yeah, all right. What difficulty is that?
We'll say two. Okay. These are just regular soldiers. They don't have the highest perception or whatever skill would be. I think they're all, yeah, they have like two greens and like everything. Oof. So yeah, kind of in the same energy that Viking with that disdain, but they know that you're good at what you do. So as long as you're working for them, you serve a purpose. And those go,
"We don't need you indoors. If you're here to patrol, get in your crap wagon and patrol."
Dark shrugs his shoulders silently.
All right, so do you head over to your aforementioned crap wagon?
No, he just stands there looking at them, waiting for them to go away first.
They're just going to stand there with you and go,
"You have a hearing problem? That helmet of yours broken?"
Doric takes one slow, deliberate step up towards the RV, then another, then another, and very slowly trudges back towards it. He opens up the door to the RV and mutters to himself, "What kind of spineless whelp would tank out for the Empire?" And he sort of scratches the globby, cheap paint on his on top of his armor. He's like, "If I ever meet the real Boba Fett, I'm gonna knock his lights out."
So yeah, as Doric is standing there with the door open of his RV, a projection, a holographic projection is just put out on top of, we'll say a pillar that might be in the middle of this training area. You know, everyone, it's not like it's pretending to be someone, it's clearly a hologram. And the image is kind of turned away from you. And the voice just starts spouting
the honor and glory of the Sith. In our strength as one, we become a powerful army. We will honor our Sith.
And that kind of just becomes repeated very slowly by everyone, almost like a mantra.
That strength as one, power as many, we will honor the Sith.
And as I imagine Dora can remember this, as when he was a child being trained on Mandalore, that they said something very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was thinking that as well.
That there is power as one, there is strength as many, we shall honor our clan. But they've changed it. They've perverted it to this thing. And that holographic image that's slowly turning, spouting this line, you turn and you see that bearded face in those pristine camouflage kind of uniform of theirs. So you turn and you see a face of someone you recognize. You see the face of Taken, but not of the Taken that trained you, the Taken that you last saw. But this maybe Dork saw an old photo vids or holo vids or whatever from Taken's past, but this is Taken when he was in arguably the prime of his life. This is him in his late 20s, early 30s, standing there with steel, ice water going through his veins. He is strong and powerful, just repeating these lines over and over again. And for a moment, maybe it's in Doric's mind, maybe it actually happens, but it seems like the hologram locks eyes on you and for a moment just says those lines directly to Doric.
We are strong as one. We are powerful together. Honor to the Sith.
Doric very slowly takes his eyes off the hologram, walks up the steps into the RV, shuts the door, and with one metal gauntleted fist, begins punching a hole through the steel cabinet right next to him. Arichi! Adini! Hadi! How could you? And we see in text below, it says, traitor, fool, liar. We see him smash his hand on the countertop. There is a sizable dent in the cabinet. How could you be such an idiot? You taught me everything. This. He sort of looks up at the ceiling. We fought for our clan. For honor. What do they fight for? The love of some murderous emperor? He kicks at another cabinet. The kind of murderer who kills the subordinates? Who killed Falloon? He grips the faucet of the sink and rips it out of its socket. He whips it across the ground and begins stomping violently onto it. Damn you! Damn you! Damn you! He rests his helmet against the fridge of the RV.
In Doric's ear, quietly, the communicator turns on, and you just hear Rolsot go,
"Hey, yo, hey, player one, I don't know what's going on over there, but there's a lot of talk about a Mandalorian and RV over there going crazy. And I'm just assuming that's you since I haven't seen another Mandalorian. So, yeah, do you need me? Are you okay? You gotta let me know."
"No."
"Well, you're not okay, or no, you don't need me. I'm a little confused, player one."
"Shut up." He mutes him. Doric closes his eyes for a long, long moment, and then reopens them. Through the dim visor of his helmet, he can see on the refrigerator are photos of him and Skip and Anarchy, of him and Taken. He takes off his helmet. "Okay. Okay. Okay." He looks around the trashed interior of the RV. "What do you always say? What do you always say? There's time for feelings later. The mission takes priority. The people you serve take priority." Puts the helmet back on. He gets into the driver's seat and pressing various buttons on the dashboard, the RV trundles to life to begin its patrol around the outside of the base.
So yeah, the RV kind of just, I mean, you didn't damage the engine, so it kind of turns on and goes, and it's kind of that thing where as Doric's driving, it's kind of like, oh, you leave a can of soda in the back seat and you can't reach it. So as you're driving and turning, you just hear the broken pieces kind of slide one way on the floor, slide the other way on the floor. And Yeah, you get outside the main facility, and you can see that there are, like I said, as we described earlier, that it's kind of thick brush, but there are kind of pathways that have been either cut or worn down by other vehicles doing similar patrols. As we've established, the RV patrol on this planet is a common thing because of the seclusion and the density of everything, that you go out of patrol and you might not get back in time at night and might be on an overnight patrol. So there are definitely paths and roads wide enough for this RV. What are you trying? Are you trying to just get around the outside of the facility? Are you just trying to get away for a moment? Where is Doric trying to go?
He's going to do a slow circuit of the base. Just, you know, glancing up at the walls, mostly just trying to center himself a little bit. Soldiers obviously don't like him in the base, so they want him there for as little time as possible. Mm-hmm. And to be brutally honest with you, if he walked out right now, he might do something he would very much regret. So he is currently keeping his distance a little bit.
Fair. So yeah, Doric, as you're driving around the outside of this base, kind of getting a feel for the scale of the place, maybe you're checking the walls to see the patrols, how vigilant the officers are, that type of thing. Why don't you give me a perception check against 2 purple and a black?
Sure. For those of you at home, that's 5 successes, 2 threats.
Nice. I will say the 2 threats are just strain. Doric is under a lot of emotional damage right now, so take 2 strain from just the stress of what you've been going through. But, yeah, I'll say, to me, 5 successes is almost like a triumph. So Doric notices that these external patrols, these guys that are up on the walls, are lackadaisical. They are just going through the motions. Maybe they've never been attacked. Maybe there's never been a reason. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm positioned down here to protect us from what? A monkey that climbs up the wall every once in a while? Maybe some birds come up here? We haven't had combat in like a year. I haven't had to shoot my gun. So the guards along the walls are definitely half-assing it on their best day. Most days, maybe quarter-ass. You got a few more successes. What is something you want to gain from this patrol and this watching that you're doing?
Doric sees that Doric is able to see that there is an area of the wall that is currently sort of being under reconstruction. It is actually right next to the site's power generator. It is blocked off, but it's significantly easier to get through, and it's right next to the main source of power for the place. So, if he for example needed Rolsot to blow it up, Rolsot could wriggle out. If he needed to, for example, ram through it to get out,
okay,
he could probably.
Yeah, I'd say that area is definitely under construction. Maybe they're upgrading the power source they have on this base. That things have gotten to a point where they need more power. So yeah, there's construction. The wall has been kind of knocked down a little bit where there's some guards there, and it's kind of like, you know, like a construction site. There's temporary walling up in some places because they're going to be pulling out a large generator and swapping one of them out. So yeah, there's definitely at least one weak point there that you know where you can either crash through or have to sneak out later. So you can keep that in your hat for later.
This is probably something that would be sort of figured out by Rolsot on what he's doing, but because logically this is a hologram, so it's pre-recorded. So there is an area of the base which presumably holds the training videos.
Yeah, I guess there'd be some place where that would be holed up. Mm-hmm. Do you want Rolsot to try to find that?
Yeah. And an additional question would be like, are there likely to be backups somewhere else, or is this kind of I don't know how holocrons work.
So okay, let's Well, I mean, you shut off the communicator on Rolsot, yeah. So let's have you, let's RP that. How would you want him to do that? So you've just done your patrol. He's doing his, you know, fake Sith officer job. You hung up on him last time, so.
Beep. Rolsot, you there?
Oh, now you want to talk to me?
I'm sorry for hanging up on you. I found out some information that was difficult for me to deal with. I'm sorry.
Look, I can't be a player two if player one doesn't talk to me. I gotta have the open communication between us. Because, you know, that's how player two works. I'm here to support you.
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking about right now, also, did you see the holograms on the way in?
Yeah, the guy up top spinning around with all the crazy talk.
Dort grits his teeth. Yeah, that guy. Well, that's pre-recorded. So,
okay.
Logically, and forgive me, I'm not great with computers. There should be a place where that is stored, right? And there may be, he sort of parses through his computers 101, there may be backups of that elsewhere, but there might not. And if we found where that was, we could destroy it, potentially getting rid of their training materials.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, they probably don't want to put it on the holonet because, you know, that's information that's out there. And once it's out there, it's hard to get back. And I've worked for a few folks out that know how to get in there and get that stuff off. And that's information that once it's out, it can be used against you. And working for that guy, you know, you learn all sorts of stuff. You know, all this information and stuff we have on the Jedi and all the information and stuff we got on the Sith. It's all out there. It's all out there. And looking around at this facility, I'm saying this is probably not even on the grid. You know, they probably the only people that know about it are the ones pretty much here. And it doesn't look like they want it out. You know what I mean? So having everything self-contained, kind of everything right here, if we was to take it out and take out the trainers, that would pretty much be it. That would probably take care of a lot of it, the most of it, a good portion of it. Just saying, if you want it all gone, no one to know about it. Gonna have to kill all the trainers.
Doric thinks long and hard about that for a second. We'll see.
You want me to look for this thing? You know, because I can sneak out and go try to find it.
Yeah, there should be, I imagine, a server room?
Yeah, I'm almost done here. So, where do you want me to meet you? Yeah, I can get out. You want me to spend the night out there? Where are you going to be? Where am I going to meet you? I can meet you, or I can go back to the barracks. I'm pretty sure I have a bed or something.
Dork pauses very thoughtfully. He thinks back to when he was being trained. When he was about 7, and he had to zip line across one of the tall trees in Mandalore's forests, and he fell down over a distance of some height, and he doesn't remember if he broke something or if it really felt like he did, and he remembers crying in the dirt. He pauses and he says, "If this is possible, I want you to check around where the trainees are. Look and see if there are any that look, a little less, I don't know how to say this. Just keep an eye out for any ones that, if, for example, we were to rush up in an RV and shout for them to get in, they might actually decide to do it."
All right. To be clear, you want the ones that haven't totally been brainwashed yet, right?
If possible, yeah.
Because there's like 100 of them out there. So it's going to take me a while to talk with them each one-on-one, you know. Like, what are our options here? I could do like, Like, hey, we could look on, you know, I'm not good at computers, We can look it up and see who's been here the shortest or the longest and kind of gauge people based on that. What do you think? You know, and then we can start looking at like the scale of people, like, you know, how long they are on their training or the brainwashing, or unless they're like already predisposed to being brainwashed. And so that's hard to question. That's hard to figure out. But all this being said, you know, the Sith thinking, you know, I don't know, player one, this isn't my strong suit. Thinking, that is. Because remember, Rolsat Zam is more of a sneaky guy than a thinking guy.
Could have fooled me. That sounds like a pretty good idea.
You know what I'm saying? As war and business, they're quite a bit alike. You know, each side trying to do their own thing, try to pull this person over here, send that person over there, headhunting, fact-finding, information gathering. It's all pretty comparable, really. You know, war and business. They're both a hell.
That's a great insult to warriors.
Okay, I will search where they keep the training vids. And then I'll try to find a log or something like that. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'll try to do. Something like that.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll do a roll for him.
And Dork sort of mutters to himself, "Hell, you must have gotten into me. Saving everybody."
I know, jeez. She being a good guy and crap. So we'll do a roll against his stealth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will give you the option here. Mm-hmm. You can roll once with a higher difficulty or twice with lower difficulty.
Hmm. I'm going to use my light side point. I'm going to roll once with a higher difficulty.
Okay. I'm going to flip back it anyway, just to make it challenging. So he's got, since I have a sheet, we're going to use his stealth because he's trying to go on unseen. He has 4 yellows in stealth.
Mm-hmm. So can I get a blue because he has a great, as my triumph the other day said, he has the perfect cover.
Exactly. No, that's true. So he's going to have 4 yellow. If you're upgrading it, that gives you 4 yellow and a green.
Okay.
Blue because he is the perfect guy. I guess this Zarlish being the perfect guy, as we said on that previous triumph, that maybe Zarlish is well-liked. Mm-hmm. So him walking around, people aren't going to shoot him a second look because, hey, it's Zarlish. Everyone loves Zarlish. So we'll give
it's
you
like that TV show. Everybody loves Zarlish. Zarlish,
you know? On ABC Thursday nights. So I'll give you a blue for the Zarlish charm. So I'll be 4 yellow, a green, a blue for Zarlish being smooth. And we'll say that is going to go initially against, we'll say 3 purple because this is not necessarily where he's supposed to be going. Because his job is more of like the supply stuff and that kind of jazz. And he's going into areas he's not supposed to be. So we'll say it's 3 purple upgraded. I'll flip it myself here. So that's going to make it 1 red, 2 purple. And we'll say it's a black because there are some people that know he came with the Mandalorian. So they're not super trusting of him as much as he used to. So you got 1 blue for some people like him, 1 black because some people don't.
All
right. A pretty loaded roll.
Yeah, yeah. That's 4 yellow, 1 green, 1 blue versus 1 red, 2 purple, 1 black. The primary goal here is for him to sort of find the server room to access primarily the Taken's training data and then the personnel records for the area. Those are our big goals.
Yeah, I'm thinking at least each success will be something that he accomplishes.
Nice. What the fuck? That's 2 advantages and a triumph, but it is a watch. What the fuck?
Okay. Triumphs generally count as a success. We'll say that. So, of the one thing that he found out, it is going to be exactly what you needed. It's going to be in the situation that best fits you. So do you want him to be able to find the list of income of the most recently the recruits that have arrived, or do you want him to have found the Holovid server bank area?
Are they not the same area?
I'm gonna say I'm imagining. Well, I think I was thinking more of like where the list would be more like, oh, he got a data pad with all the names on it. Like, even though he's in the same room, he's only gonna be able to have access to one thing.
Okay.
And I guess this is me thinking in a non-Star Wars brain that roster lists and things are generally on paper somewhere. Yeah, or even are in a different area. But
how large is this building?
The whole facility or where the servers are?
The area roughly where the servers would be. How big is that building?
I would say, I don't know, probably a few hundred square feet, maybe like 500-600 square feet. It's all of Taken's knowledge put into digital form. It's running a hologram based off of him. So I'd say maybe like a 30x30 square space type thing.
And is that's the server room?
That's the server room where this stuff would be stored, that it is running the actual hologram. Like when somebody's pushing play or whatever, that's where you can push play obviously on a data pad anywhere to get it to run. But if you're wondering where like their version of the cloud would be, all their stuff is saved here.
Okay. So will I know where that is regardless, or?
Yes, you know where the room is. And I will say that, with the Triumph, that he was able to snag a key card for the room.
Okay.
And since you didn't get any other successes, I will say that for whatever reason, they have the list of the recruits in a different area. Maybe this thing is just dedicated just to this one service, and maybe there's another server, another computer, whatever, that has the list of recruits somewhere else.
Okay. What is the exact trait? Because I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't need to access Taken's recordings. I just need to blow them up. That's
correct. Yeah. If you were to come back later using that key card and some explosives of some kind, this would end the recordings of Taken.
Right. Okay. So I have that unlocked regardless. I know where it is, so I can blow it up.
Yes. Yes. Rolsot knows where it is. He was able to, maybe in his glad handing hanging out, was able to snag a key card. That would be a combination of that Triumph and maybe one of the advantages.
Okay. And do I also get the opportunity to get the data pad?
That would have to be, he wasn't able to get it. If you want to go later that day or try it again, the difficulty will be up higher because now he's sneaking around someplace a second time, and that's starting to look more suspicious of why is he around a place where he's supposed to be. This time was like, oh, hey, he's just taking a tour of the facility. Nobody really cares. But okay, now he's there twice. That's odd.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. So we know where it is now. But we weren't able to find the roll call. Okay, that works.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Rolsot will get on the communicator and go,
wowza, jackpot, got it. And did we clarify the rules about making out?
What?
Yeah, and so in some of my previous contracts, you know, we've had this discussion about physical touch and making out and sexual stuff, you know, and it's got to kind of be in our contract. And you and I never discussed this, so I kind of feel like I just broke a rule.
Dork thinks back to Skip Fortuna and is immediately like, "Oh no, that's fine."
Okay, so someone apparently knew him from before. And they were very, very happy to see me. In a, you know, physical sense.
Alternately, good, happy for you, / my condolences.
Hey, all I'm saying is I was surprised, because they were very handsy. Yeah, and he had, you know, more facial hair than I'm used to. And so, you know, a little more whiskery, but surprisingly tender. And so, after picking some whiskers out of my teeth, I was able to get a card off of him. So now we got access to where you want. So just let me know when.
Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled. I think we're gonna try again tonight. If you could pop out to the RV a little bit later, right outside the front gate. All right?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good. I'll come out after dinner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, this has definitely been fun.
Yeah, he says. He sort of looks thoughtful for a second. Yeah, it's been a while. Oh, since admission.
Oh, my apologies. I thought we were a little bit closer than we thought we were. You know, I might have missed some cues. Yeah, my apologies. Many apologies. You know, it happens. Hey,
No. You definitely don't need to worry. Not that you're not. I'm sure you. I'm sure many people find you. I'm not really in necessarily to that. Not you specifically, just the whole sort of.
Nope. Hey.
We have a saying on Mandalore. Married to the job, I think, is a good translation.
Hey, you know, and as a Claudite, you know, we like all flavors of the rainbow, and all colors of the rainbow, and all whiskers of the rainbow, and tusk and tooth and tentacles. Hey, it's in our nature.